And away we go on this Monday, September the 9th, 2019. 9/9/19. A lot of nines in that date. 12 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you. And here we are on another Monday morning. And I hope you had a tremendous weekend. Hope you had a lot of fun at the Popcorn Festival. It seems like everything came off as it should. And it's my understanding that the concert from Saturday night drew very big crowds to downtown Marion. A matter of fact, we could even say huge crowds to downtown Marion. Now, I was not there, but I did see some pictures and I did see some people talking about it, and they said the crowd size on Saturday night was tremendous, and that was a great thing to hear. And it looks like this Popcorn Festival 2019 was a tremendous success, and there was no rain to speak of, so that is great. Did anybody go to the concert on Saturday night? Did anybody hear back from anybody who went to the concert on Saturday night? If you did, give me a call. Be interesting to hear what you thought of it, or what you thought the attendance was. I only saw it through pictures, but from what I saw, it looked like a tremendous success. 740-383-9944. Now, I really don't have a whole lot to talk about this morning. Isn't that interesting? The weekend was kind of slow, really. Nothing too monumental happened over the weekend, and really this morning was kind of smooth. With the Popcorn Festival gone, it's a lot easier to navigate the town, but that's not a big issue for the few days that the Popcorn Festival goes on. A little more difficult navigation is worth it to have a festival of that size and entertainment and fun. But a little easier this morning to navigate through downtown Marion. But other than that, there are no complaints this morning. There is just not a whole lot to talk about, except something very important. Now, this coming weekend is the big Wings and Wheels show, fly-in, cruise-in, at the Marion Municipal Airport, 1530 Polane Road here in Marion, and it's going to be very interesting. The VIP guest is a gentleman named Dr. Harold Brown. Now, Dr. Harold Brown is one of the few remaining Tuskegee Airmen, and I had the chance to interview Dr. Brown on this show probably a year ago, maybe a little over a year ago. And what he went through as a Tuskegee Airman was an unbelievable time and story. Because back then, this would have been World War II, there was still segregation, certainly in the country, segregation. It's hard to talk about things like segregation and race and things of that nature because you don't really know if it's ever totally gone away, and you don't really know if the legislation has ever really totally gone away. But what we can say is that the legislation of the mid-1960s, the Voting Rights Act, tried to eliminate a lot of the problems, but and certainly Brown versus the Board of Education in the 1950s, the Supreme Court case, but the Tuskegee Airmen predated both of those events. There had not been a Brown versus the Board of Education. There had not been Voting Rights Act when the Tuskegee Airmen were doing what they did. And also, Dr. Brown, if I remember right, had a very serious accident that led to him being a POW. And what an interesting story that is. So, Dr. Harold Brown, who's in his 90s, one of the few remaining Tuskegee Airmen, will be in Marion this coming weekend for the big Wings and Wheels show out at the Marion Airport on Saturday. So that should be a lot of fun. Now, this coming Friday, Friday the 13th, did anybody know that this coming Friday was Friday the 13th? It is. Friday the 13th, this coming Friday, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., there will be a reception for Dr. Harold Brown. There are only a limited number of tickets for this fundraising event. And one of the lucky ticket holders will get a P-51, will get in the P-51 $2,000 a flight drawing. So that's kind of important. Now, there will be food, and you'll be able to experience Dr. Harold Brown's documentary, ask Dr. Brown questions, and see a whole lot of great aircraft. Now, 4 p.m. today, 4 p.m. Monday, is the deadline to buy these tickets for the big VIP reception on Friday night, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. At Hangar 12 at the Marion Municipal Airport. Now, if you would like to purchase any of these tickets, you can go to the website wingswheelsmarion.org or go to the Facebook page, and they will direct you in the right place. So you have until 4 p.m. today to get your tickets for Friday night's big VIP reception with Dr. Harold Brown and a whole lot of great food. So this is your last chance this day, this Monday, until 4 p.m. So wingswheelsmarion.org, no spaces, and that's how you can go to the VIP reception being held at Hangar 12, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. this coming Friday the 13th, an easy date to remember, Friday the 13th. So that is the plunge today to go to the Wings and Wheels show. And Dr. Brown's a very interesting fellow. And how much longer are we going to have any of these people around? Not just the Tuskegee Airmen, but anybody associated with World War II. It's not going to go on much longer. Most people who participated in World War II in combat or any kind of action are now in their 80s and 90s, and they're dying off at a high rate of speed. And it might be a good idea, if you have one of these people in your family, to ask them some questions. Because I know a lot of people who have died, who have been a part of wars. A lot of people always say, I wish I would have talked to them more about that after they're gone. And once they're gone, you cannot get their personal experience. And so many of these people have so many personal experiences. What they must have went through in World War II. I mean, really, what any soldier goes through. World War I, Vietnam, Korea, Desert Storm, Afghanistan, Iraq. Anything any soldier does, I would imagine, is a very, very unique experience. And while these people are still around, I think it's very, very important to talk to them, maybe even tape record the conversation or video record the conversation, because it's something you will want to have for the rest of your life, because we are not going to get these firsthand accounts ever again. So that might be something people want to look in. I believe, look into. I think now all the World War I veterans are gone. Now, there were World War I veterans, I think, around until about maybe 5 years ago. And there were a good number of them around maybe 10, 15 years ago. But time passes, and before you know it, all of a sudden, they're all gone. But I do think a lot of their stories were documented, and that's what we have to do with the World War II, Vietnam era, Korea, all the veterans who gave their life and gave their time to be away from their families for years at a time during the holidays to keep this country safe. So if you have a veteran in your family, start asking them questions. Some of them don't like to talk about it, but a lot of them will, if they're prompted to talk about the event. That's what I've always found, is that if you engage them in a conversation, they do like talking about it, but it's not something they're going to bring up on their own. Does anybody have a story about a veteran in their family that maybe a interesting story that they heard, or a time that they actually sat down and talked to the veteran and picked their brain to see what it was like? Because those stories are always very interesting to hear. Or maybe you are sitting out there right now, a veteran yourself. Do you have a story that's special to you, that you think is of interest We would love to hear it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring coming up on 22 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time, on this Monday. Would love to hear your encounters with veterans and what the stories are, what the history is of these wars and these times when this country was in danger and people went on and did what they did to keep the country safe. But that being said, Wings, Wheels, Marion Wings and Wheels Incorporated is a 501c3, and the big reception is coming up at Hangar 12 this coming Friday the 13th, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Marion Municipal Airport, $50 a ticket. There will be food and a whole lot of interaction with Dr. Brown, watching his documentary, so on and so forth. The deadline to get these tickets is 4 p.m. today, 4 p.m. this Monday, right here. Go to the website, wingswheelsmarion.org, or go to the Facebook page. Now, we do have some trivia questions to get into here, because last week we had Kai Mead on, who's a candidate for the Democrats in the First Ward City Council. The elections are coming up in a little under 2 months here. So we did not get into a whole lot of trivia last Friday. Matter of fact, we did not get into any trivia because we were doing our interview with Kai Mead. So I do want to get back to the trivia here. We still do have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We still do have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We have a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. And those are the prizes at this point. Also, though, if you want to call in and just answer a question, you can do that as well. All you have to do is call in. Now, here are the questions that we have not gotten answers for up until this point. Now, maybe this morning somebody has come up with the answers to these questions. What Marion business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? Now, the last charity ball would have been in 2007. It was It was at the Carousel. The last charity ball was at the Carousel. It was the 80th charity ball, and I did the broadcast with the late Madge Cooper, 2007. Now, there was a Marion business that is still in business today that sponsored the broadcast. Now, I'm not talking about sponsoring the charity ball. The charity ball was sponsored by other people. But the actual broadcast that went over the radio waves that night was sponsored by a local Marion business that is still in business today. You could go to this business today. You could walk in the doors. So, the answer to this question would basically be a guess of a local Marion business that's still in business today that happened to be the sponsor of the Red Carpet Reports, the broadcast of the last charity ball back in 2007. Does anybody know what that business, that local Marion business, would be? We've had this one out there for a while, too. Radio station WMRN, 1490 AM, had a slogan for the radio station back in 1947. Now, I think it was the slogan of the radio station other years as well. It was not just 1947. But I'm giving you 1947 because I'm sure in 1947 it was the slogan, because I've seen the pictures. And I think it was the original slogan of the radio station. Somebody who was around December 23rd, 1940 would have to point that out to us. But in 1947, radio station WMRN 1490 had a slogan. Does anybody know what their slogan was back in 1947? This question's been out there for a while, too. What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? Now, this is not just the Marion County Fairs, county fair. This would have been all the county fairs in the surrounding counties. You know, Richwood, Upper Sandusky, basically the fairs that were covered by radio back at that time. So, in our immediate vicinity. What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? Now remember, you got to take into effect the idea that in 1945, not everybody had a television. Matter of fact, they were very sparse in 1945. And a lot more people, I think, were involved in agriculture in 1945. So how many people do you think would have attended the county fairs in 1945? That's a long-standing question. Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? Now, we have a big election coming up here in just a few months, couple months, for mayor of Marion. But who goes back to 1941? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? Now, this has been a very interesting question because we have gotten a lot of answers, guesses, to this question, and a lot of them have been mayors that I had never heard of before, but we have not gotten this person's name. So the question is, who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? There might be some people out there who were around in 1941 and remember this person. It's also quite possible there are some people out there listening that voted for this person. Let's see, if you would have voted for him, you would have had to have been born in the 20s, but it's certainly possible. So who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? Now, we had two questions last week that involved the Popcorn Festival, and even though the Popcorn Festival is over, we never got any answers to these questions, so we're going to keep rolling with these Popcorn Festival questions. Does anybody know the name of the mascot for the Marion Popcorn Festival? Now, we've all seen the mascot, but does anybody know what his name is? And I think it's a man. That's my understanding, is that the Marion Popcorn Festival mascot is a man. Does anybody know what his name is? This is interesting to me because we covered the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, and we know that the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival mascot is Brody, but yet very few people know the name of the Marion Popcorn Festival mascot. A matter of fact, I think we've asked the name on air of the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival mascot, and we've gotten the answer, Brody. But we don't know the name of the Marion Popcorn Festival mascot. Does anybody know what his name is? What's the name of the Marion Popcorn Festival mascot? 740-383-9944. Now, here was our other question to do with popcorn in regard to the Marion Popcorn Festival last week. What percentage of popcorn is eaten in the home? Now, we're not talking about outside the home. We're not talking about movie theaters and so on and so forth. We're talking about the percentage of popcorn that is eaten in the home. Now, you could guess this one and possibly get it right, because all I'm looking for is the percentage. So the answer to this question has to be in between 1 and 100. So can anybody tell me the percentage of popcorn that is eaten in the home? How much do we eat at home? The percentage. What popular television show of the 1990s did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows song? Now, this television show was a hugely popular show of the 90s and 2000s. It was a top 10 show. And the star of the show at that time got up and was supposed to perform Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows, but kind of got the lyrics messed up. And that was the parody of the song. But this ended up becoming a rather famous episode of this television series. So can anybody tell me the television series that did a parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows song in the 1990s? Can anybody name any popular television series from the 1990s? You might get it right. Who is the most famous clown in television history to be killed on television? Now, of course, we're talking about, you know, circus clowns. Clowns with the face paint and the funny clothes and the funny hair. Who is the most famous clown in television history to be killed on the air? All right. Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We've got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. Or if you just would like to call in and answer the question, we would be glad to hear from you. The questions are, what local Marion business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? The local business is still around in Marion. What was radio station WMRN's slogan back in 1947? Does anybody know what their slogan was? What was the estimated attendance at the county fairs, including the Marion County Fair, in 1945? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? Does anybody know the mayor of Marion? 41. What TV show from the 1990s did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows song? Who is the most famous clown in television history to be killed on the air? The most famous clown in television history to be killed on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good. I'm going to take a guess. Is a slogan what Marion really needs?
You know, it's not what Marion really needs, but that's an interesting point because there has been so much conjecture over the years as to what WMRN actually stands for. Because the W is just for a radio station on the East Coast. So nobody really knows what MRN stands for. Now, I've heard three different things. I've heard Marion Radio News, I have heard what Marion really needs, and I've heard that it's Marion without the vowels.
Without the vowels.
Without the vowels. So I don't really know exactly what MRN actually stood for, but what Marion really needs, I have heard that as something that WMRN stood for.
Okay.
Yeah, but that wasn't the slogan.
So you didn't go to the Saturday night special, huh?
I didn't. Did you go and attend?
No, I haven't even been up there. I didn't even go.
No,
it,
but I...
Yeah, it was one of those things. You get older, you know, there's things you don't do. But, you know, everything I had to do is on the east side of Marion, so I didn't even have a problem with the traffic.
Well, that's good. You know, the traffic was not horrible. Being in downtown Marion, the road closures started last Wednesday, but it really was not that bad.
Yeah, well, I remember when we lived in Green Camp, every time I needed to get into town and get downtown, I had fits because I had to go almost all the way to the east side. And one night after the parade, I had semi-trucks driving down the boulevard.
Well, that is true. You know, the night of the parade is probably the worst of it because more streets get closed down the night of the parade than any other night.
Well, listen, wake up, grab a cup of coffee. I know you don't drink it, right?
No, I've never been a fan of coffee. I don't know why that is, but I've never been a coffee drinker.
Well, you didn't hang around the right guys.
I guess not. Well, now see, I'll drink tea, and I'll drink, I'm trying to think of anything else warm that I like. I'm not much of a fan of hot chocolate either. I can drink it, but it's not something I would make for myself.
Yeah. Well, it's so easy to do now. I mean, with microwaves, you just heat the water up, put the powder in, and stir it up, and you got it.
You know, I often wonder that about coffee. I know instant coffee has been around for a long time, but not being a coffee drinker, I don't really know the difference between instant coffee and regular coffee, what the difference in taste is. I know a lot of people don't like instant coffee.
The only instant coffee I really enjoyed was all the stuff that was frozen. I can't even remember the name of it now. Taster's Choice.
Well, what is wrong with frozen coffee, or what am I saying here? What is wrong with instant coffee that...
Well, it just doesn't have a fresh, perk flavor. It tastes like something that you just added some hot water to and stirred up.
Well, that's pretty much what you did, wasn't it?
Yeah. But the Taster's Choice, there was something about it. It tasted like it was freshly roasted. And that was, of course, made by Nestle. And if you go to the, I don't know if you still get it, if you go to the grocery store, they have these little packets that you add to, like for Crystal Light and stuff like that. They also had some that were for coffee. And I see people now that coffee is about 2 1/4 in the restaurant. They'll ask for a cup of hot water, and that's free. And then they'll get their packet out, and they'll dump that in, and they'll have coffee.
Well, are you a fan of, do you like to eat peanut butter?
Yeah.
Because for the longest time, I always heard that the one thing that people would not buy generic in a grocery store was peanut butter, that there was something about name brand peanut butter that tasted different than generic peanut butter, but I'll tell you, in recent years, that seems to have gone away. I see a lot more people buying generic peanut butter.
Yeah, and I didn't even notice the difference.
Well, for a long time, I heard it.
Well, how I like to eat it is on toast. One side with peanut butter and the other side with butter. Put them together and make a sandwich.
You know, I was just trying to... My father had his favorite snack in the world, and I'm trying to remember how he ate this. But I believe what he did was... Because he wasn't much of a coffee drinker either, but he would make a big cup of warm tea, and then he would take toast and put peanut butter on it and just dunk it in the tea. And that was one of... I don't know why... I've never seen anybody else really do that, but that was his favorite snack.
I've seen this on menus. I'm a little bit older than you are. You go into a restaurant and say coffee, 35 cents a cup. Postum, 35 cents a cup. And I say, what the heck's Postum? No one ever told me what it was. And I never ordered it because I didn't want to pay 35 cents for something I wasn't going to like. But does anybody know what Postum is?
Well, I'll tell you, if anybody's out there who knows what Postum is, they can give me a call. I don't know what Postum is. But I'll tell you another. My grandfather, now this, because of grandfather, this probably goes back quite a ways. But one of my grandfather's favorite snacks, and I've not seen anybody do this for a long time, is he would take a glass of milk and then he would dip saltine crackers in it. Yeah, I don't. And he loved that. I believe it was. I can't remember. I think it was saltine crackers. It was either saltine crackers or like Ritz crackers. But he didn't put anything on them. He would just take the cracker and dip it in the milk.
That sounds like what we used to do in kindergarten when we get our break.
Yeah, he.
You get saltine crackers and milk.
I'm pretty sure it was saltine crackers, but it might have been Ritz crackers. Matter of fact, it might have been Ritz crackers, but he used to love to eat that. Now, he never put anything on them, no peanut butter, no jelly, nothing. But it was just plain crackers, and he would dip it in milk. He loved that.
Yeah. Well, see if you can get an answer to that post-em question. I'll be listening for a while, and I got to get out of the car. But I was really listening to your station, and I think it was last week, and I made a comment on Facebook that I got no signal, but I heard some pretty weird music. And you said, yeah, they're playing that so people know we're still on the air. But I liked that music. It almost put me to sleep.
Well, you know, it was called Easy Listening. So apparently it worked.
Yeah, yeah. And I heard someone one time at the state fair that played that kind of music. At one of the things. I think he used like a synthesizer and a keyboard. I mean, it was just so relaxing. I don't know where to find it.
Well, you know, if you go on the internet, I'm sure it's there. If you go to YouTube and type in Easy Listening, I'm sure you would find it.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well, hey, thanks.
Listen, have a great week.
Yes, thanks for listening.
Yep, God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, now we've got a question on the table, aside from our trivia questions. Does anybody know what postum is? You know, it seems to me like I've seen that sign too. Not so much anymore, but I think I've seen that sign places, had seen that sign places years ago. Does anybody know what postum would be if you were going into like a restaurant? Postum. I don't know. Does anybody know? Maybe this person knows. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Charlie Evers, call in. Charlie knows what postum is. He talked about it with Fred Malone several times.
Now, what is postum?
It's something like coffee, I think. If I recall, they had it during World War II. And I don't remember totally what it is, but Evers knows. Or if Fred Malone's listening, call in and tell him.
So it was kind of like a type of coffee.
I believe so.
Huh.
I believe so.
That's interesting.
Whatever's can give you the whole scoop.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. Now, how are things? Now, we did the we talked about it earlier. Now, tell us a little more in depth about the big reception Friday the 13th, 4:30 to 6:30 at Hangar 12.
Today is the last opportunity you will have to get a chance to fly on the legendary P-51 Mustang. It came in last night around 7:30. If you go to Facebook, Marion Wings and Wheels, Inc., you will see what the P-51 looks like. It's there. It's in the hangar. Now, Wednesday and Thursday, that P-51 will be there at the airport for people to see from 9 o'clock till 1, and then 3:30 to 7:30. Now, the reception is in Hangar 12, Friday, from 4:30 to 6:30. There'll probably be only 80 tickets at this point, because people have just sat back, and, you know, that's typical Marion. But that's okay, because if you're one of the ticket holders, your odds are now one out of probably 80 people to get a $2,000 flight. And that's a good half-hour flight in that P-51 Mustang.
Now, what is on the menu for Friday night?
Oh, there's so much. There are 8 stations. It's done by special occasions in Upper Sandusky. There will be 8 stations. Heavy hors d'oeuvres. Also, you'll be able to see the 2 Osprey Marine aircraft out there. Really, most importantly, you'll have the opportunity to meet someone who made history in World War II, Dr. Harold Brown.
And
Dr. Harold Brown will be there showing his he's got a 15-minute documentary, and he'll do questions and answers as well. And then the P-51, you can see, if there's rain, it's going to really be cool because the P-51 is going to be inside the hangar, and all of the tables will be around the P-51. So you'll really get up close and personal to the P-51. You'll also have the Rise Above mobile theater to see the 15-minute documentary there, and the Black Hawk helicopter, medevac helicopter, will be there too.
Well, it's going to be... It's going to be interesting because, as I said, about a year ago, I had the opportunity to interview Dr. Brown on the station. And what I found interesting, two things about him that I hope people talk about, and I'm sure he'll talk about, is I remember him saying he grew up in the North. So when he went and enrolled as a Tuskegee Airman in the 40s, he was not used to segregation in the South. So that was an interesting thing.
If I recall, it was like Minnesota, wasn't it?
I believe so. Yeah. And his mother begged him not to go because she had come from the South and knew what the issues were. And the other thing was he was shot down in Germany, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, that's an interesting story because he was interrogated by the Germans during World War II, and the Germans were not a fan of many people. They weren't a fan of Jewish people. They weren't a fan of African-American people.
Well, Jesse Owens at the Olympics really disturbed Adolf, and that's why, because Jesse Owens took the gold, I believe, in Berlin in the, I want to say, 32 Olympics.
Well, I know that Dr. Brown had that issue. So it's not only just a Tuskegee Airman that we have left. It's a guy who came from the North, went to the South, and also was shot down. How many people were interrogated by the Germans, the Nazis, during World War II? It's an amazing, amazing story. Now, the one question I have for you, Terry, and I want to mention this again, that 4 p.m. today is the cutoff for the Wings and Wheels, Friday the 13th,
VIP,
4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Hangar 12, Marion Municipal Airport. If you want tickets, $50, go to wingswheelsmarion.org.
Yep, it's a $50 donation.
$50 donation, 501c3. But now here's the thing. I know that you're not going to have any problem with Charlie with this because he was at the buffet last year and he'll be fine. But, you know, Jeff Ruth is now one of the MCs on Saturday. Now, do you have enough food Friday night for Jeff Ruth?
You know, that guy is the guest. You know, he's the new galloping gourmet.
I tell you,
you never know where in the world he's going to be.
He's the skinniest man in the world, but he must have the metabolism of like a bunny rabbit because he can eat and eat and eat.
Well, that, you know, the metabolism of a bunny rabbit, that's kind of a double entendre there, you know. When you think about it. Prolific.
Yeah,
at any rate, you know, the one picture he sent from Spain, it looked like he put on a few pounds. So we will see when he gets here. But Charlie and Jeff were setting things up. Hopefully they will be mobile. You know, Charlie is such a great guy. He never complains. And we had him stuck there in one location for the past 3-4 years. And it just dawned on me, you idiot, you've kept Charlie in one spot like a bad boy. Well, we have transportation, courtesy of Ag Pro. They will be in a John Deere Gator. Jeff will be driving, and Charlie will be there with a microphone. They'll both hopefully have a great time. And all of the people will hear some fun, interesting things over the PA system.
Well, just the two of them talking to each other should be a riot because
oh, yes.
They're great. And Jeff was in last week, stopped by to see the studio, and he was on with Charlie for a little bit, I believe. I think you called in during that. But he doesn't look like he's gained any weight to me. That's just my perspective. So you might be, watch out Friday night.
Yep. Hey. Well, that's why today at 4 o'clock is the deadline, and I will be letting special occasions know we have X number of mouths to feed. Now, we're also
you know, I'm hoping that we will have some World War II veterans. There are some individuals who know World War II veterans. Two of them I've contacted myself. I'm hoping we can have five or six, if we're lucky enough, and have them come out and sit at a table with Dr. Harold Brown and enjoy each other's company.
Now, I do want to, because somebody did ask me about this, and I don't think I have it on any of the papers up here. Now, the event this year is only one day. It's only Saturday, the actual event. Now, what are the hours Saturday at the airport?
It's going to be 9 o'clock till 6 o'clock.
9 to 6, all right. 9 mm-hmm. to 6 Saturday, no admission to get in, and there'll be a lot of food trucks.
Free parking, etc. There will be 8, possibly 10 food trucks, and we got a real special one this year. They're coming in on Friday. Now, one thing, too, Friday morning between 7 and 10, Cameron Fontana from Channel 6 and Channel 28 will be here doing 6 2-minute live segments talking about our fly-in.
On Friday?
On Friday.
Now, where will this originate from?
The airport.
Oh, this will be, so Dr. Brown will be at
live.
The airport.
Yep. Dr. Brown, we have a thing. This is the second year for Aviation Education Day. If someone can come up for a with a better title, I'm all for it. But also Friday, first session, there are only two sessions, Dr. Harold Brown will address juniors and seniors in the high schools. Session one is at 9 o'clock. Session two is at 10:15. And then, dependent upon how he feels, I'm hoping he can come up to the station. If not, he can call in from his hotel room and do something, which... That's something I just dropped on you, Scott.
That would be
but
good.
I'm sure we can, you know, you guys are flexible enough. We can probably make that happen.
Yeah.
So, at any rate, there's quite a bit going on here. We've got the VIP reception later in the day, and then in the early morning at OSUM, juniors and seniors to see the documentary about Dr. Harold Brown and ask questions of him. So it's a real good opportunity to speak to someone who made history over 60 years ago and can give you firsthand stories about what World War II was about, all of the challenges he faced, and the Tuskegee Airmen faced.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be a great weekend coming up. Thanks for the call, and we'll keep talking about it today.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Again,
you.
That deadline is today, 4 o'clock, if you want to be in a reception and meet actually a historic figure.
Absolutely. Dr. Harold Brown.
Thanks a million, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Absolutely, it's going to be a big event. You don't want to miss that. And coincidentally, I know Charlie talks about this, but if you have an event that you want advertised, call in and advertise it. You know, we're here to do that. That's the public service that we want to provide. So if you've got an event that you want to publicize, or you've got a flyer, drop it off here, slide it under the door if we're not here, or call in during any of the live shows and tell us about your event so everybody in the community knows that it's going on. I think sometimes people assume that everybody knows that the events are going on in the community, but maybe they don't. Now, does anybody know what postum is? Apparently Charlie Evers does. But I don't. So what is postum? We had a caller earlier on want to know what postum was. Apparently it has something to do with coffee, and apparently it was advertised in diners and things of that nature, but I don't know what postum would have been. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, the Wings and Wheels big VIP reception coming up Friday, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Hangar 12. But don't forget, you got to get your tickets by 4 p.m. today. WingsWheelsMarion.org. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Postum is another instant coffee.
Oh, it's an instant coffee.
Yes. In fact, you sell it at a Kroger's.
Oh, it's still on the market.
It is. I was so surprised when I saw that up there. And I almost bought it. It has a distinct taste, but it's very good. And but yeah, I just never heard of that name for years, and I looked up there, and there it is on the top shelf.
So it just had a different taste than other coffees.
Yeah, my grandmother used to drink it all the time, and I think I've drank some with her, but that would have been a long time ago.
Now, have you ever, being a coffee drinker, do you find a big difference between instant and regular coffee?
Yes, there is a big difference.
What do you think causes that?
To put too much in it.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so. I'm not a firm instant coffee person, although I do like it. Like a tea bag, it's instant coffee in it, like a tea bag. And that's very good.
Oh, that doesn't sound... Well, you know, my thing with coffee is I know a lot of people take it with milk. I know some people put sugar in it. Some people mm-hmm. take it black. I've just never found... I'll tell you, really, the milk I don't like. I've tasted some people's coffee with milk in it. I don't know how they drink that.
Yeah.
But I'm... Who
Would
knows?
Do you like iced cappuccino?
You know, it's not bad, but it's not something I would order a lot. I really am more partial to tea, even than hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I do like tea for some reason.
And then you're talking about your grandpa drinking tea with Dunkin' crackers in it.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen my grandmother do that with Postum. She'd put the crackers in the bowl and then pour some Postum over it. But I, to this day, like to take saltine crackers, put a little bit of sugar on it, and milk it. That's a good little snack.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I know I don't remember him putting sugar on them, but I know he would dunk them in milk.
Well, probably wouldn't if he was just dunking.
Yeah, he would just dunk them in the milk and eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And but that seems to be something that's gone by the wayside because I certainly don't see a lot of that go. I wonder if that was a World War II
could very well be
thing, but it's or maybe a Depression era thing.
Yes, it could be.
Well, hey, thanks for the information. I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye bye.
Good one.
All right, there you go. There's your Postum answer. It is a type of instant coffee that has a little different taste, and apparently you can still buy it. So if you want to go try Postum, go to a grocery store. Kroger obviously has it, according to the caller, and get yourself some Postum, mix it up, and you can tell us what it tastes like. We're going to go to break here for about 10 minutes, but we're going to come back on the other side, talk about a whole lot of other stuff. Hold on, we might take this call here before we go to break. Let's do that real quick. Here, oops, get the caller up here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, on your instant coffee, if you were never fortunate enough to know Ken Bell, who had Crown Tower Coffee, he would give a talk on all kinds of coffee, freeze-dried and instant and everything. And he said what they used to do with instant is they would spray it on a fabric against the wall, and they would scrape it off, and they'd put it in the cup, put it in a jar to serve. It's reheated coffee is basically what it is.
Oh, that's what instant coffee is.
That's why it has a different taste, because it's not fresh brewed.
Huh. We'll have to talk about this more after the break. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, that's interesting. We're going to talk about that more after the break. Stay tuned.
Happy 95th birthday to Jane Meadows. Turned 95.
Well,
a few days ago.
You have to get her on if you get through her secretaries.
Her secretaries are difficult to get through. Once you get to Jane, you're okay. The secretaries are a little difficult.
Force field it's around.
Force field around Jane Meadows.
Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 40-25-4495.